Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And don't forget, TV show as well, as we are on YouTube. And our YouTube channel has been going on the air for about a year and a half, give or take. And our subscribers are growing. We have over 200 subscribers on our YouTube channel. And we were hoping that through the Lizzie T Show on the radio, on the social media altogether, we're talking Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, obviously with our YouTube channel, our subscription grows even more. And not because I wanted to be special or I want to, you know, become famous or successful. I would like to honestly, genuinely support people like you. If you are listening to us, good afternoon. It is 5 o'clock or a regular time, and we are here so excited to be able to introduce another amazing person today with, we have another author. My goodness, it's funny how we go through the circle. We get singers, songwriters for about a month, and then we switch to authors, and then we switch it to coaches. And it's not that I do that intentionally. It just kind of happens that we get those guests kind of that way, which is phenomenal. I don't mind. I love it. There's a variety, and I'm here to help and to serve. Talk about help. Thank you so much, Nature Nova and Natasha Bridgman. There are our two major sponsors to the Lizzie T Show. Nature Nova has been supporting us for the last 4 years, and now we have Natasha Bridgman, which is a financial consultant right here in Toronto. She helps you with your retirement plans, with your kids' education, and as you know, in Canada, and I have to stress that in Canada and the United States, because we have people listening to all over the world, we are on summer vacation, and Natasha is having a one-day summer camp to teach our kids about finances, budgeting, and to save, to invest, and to think about their future. I think it's phenomenal that there are institutions like Natasha and like the Bridge Group company helping our kids with that. And it's absolutely free. It's just one day. I know camps are sometimes not too exciting for kids. They like to be in the mall and doing things, and especially it's so beautiful outside. I love to talk about the weather. And so we've been having really hot snaps. Oh, my goodness. It's been on, and I know our American friends probably are still dealing in Celsius. We go, we are in Celsius and Fahrenheit, if I'm not mistaken, and we are, today is plus 30. Wow. So it feels hot. And I'm not complaining, everyone, because as you know, I love the warm weather, and our Canada winters are very, very long. So we enjoy it so much. Talking about enjoying, I found out today, and sometimes I gave the as a tip or curiosity of the day or the international day, and today it is the world day of emojis. Now, for some of you that are kind of old, my parents' age and their 60s and 70s, you are probably wondering, emojis? Well, you've probably seen your grandkids and your kids and babies being able to use a computer or their tablet like, you know, like they were born with it, and pretty much they have. And they talk with little characters and their cell phone. They do not. One thing is that I'm very against it, by the way. I think communication is imperative. They talk through characters and they call it emoji. So today, because it is the World Day of Emoji, it's being celebrated as is July the 17th, they have added emojis that are had not been included before, like an emoji of a person in a wheelchair. And also a person on the as a blind person. So that is so interesting. When I found out that earlier this morning about the World Day of Emoji, and they have added certain emojis. Where this world is going to, it's just incredible. It's such a different generation. And I used to call my girls millennial, but they're saying, Mom, we are not millennial. We're Gen Cs and Gen X. Those are the generation of today, Gen Zs, Generation Z. Incredible. But I'm learning, and it's actually pretty interesting to be able to learn things like that, because kind of helps me with my business and how to deal with social media. So I have, younger people helping me, because that's the only way that I can actually look toward the future and continue my business, because continue with the Lizzie T Show. Anyhow, I think those are my housekeeping for the day. I've pretty much said what I have to say, and I would like to bring right now our international author. And I say international because he's not from Canada. He is from the States. I'm speaking about author William E. Thrasher. He is a writer of the book The Good Citizen, and he is native of the Little Rock, Arkansas. The States is so big. I always find new cities, new states that I wasn't aware of. And he is a son of the late William and Willie Mae Thrasher. William graduated from the Honorary Men's Surge High at University of Arkansas, Little Rock. And he is a proud father of four daughters. Wow, that's so beautiful. I got two, so we probably can relate. And we are sending a big hello to Tiffany. Willow Worry, I'm sorry not pronouncing that correctly, Brittany and Chelsea. So let's welcome him with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause to the show. Hello, hello, William, and welcome to the Lizzie T Show. How are you doing this afternoon?
I am fine, Lizzie. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. It is such an honor to have a writer like yourself here, and congratulations, four daughters. You are probably, or were, I'm not sure if they're out of the house, they're still little, but you probably were completely outnumber there. I know that for a fact, because right now in our home we have four girls. Two of my daughter's best friends are here from the province of Alberta spending the summer, so we have four girls, and my husband definitely is outnumbered. So I can feel you. So let's start it, William. Let's talk about your career. Let's talk about your career. Let's talk about your life. Most important, writing. Was it something that you always had it within you? Was it a gift, do you believe? Or was it something that was installed in you since early in life? Or perhaps a family member or a relative was a writer, and, you know, the gene kind of went through the line, and here you are, an international published author. How did it happen?
Well, I guess I could give credit to my mom first, because she always said that I should write some of the things, that some of the topics that we talked about as adult to adult. And so she actually bought a book that she wanted me to fill in the blank pages. She said, here's your book, write it. And so that has kind of been on me ever since. Then as life has provided me with the opportunity to experience different phases, different encounters, different interests have sparked a need for me to express it. And sometimes I express things in painting, sometimes actually in songwriting. But in this case, it was a book that I felt needed to be communicated out there.
That is awesome. And I think we should big shout out and a big applause and a big congratulations to your mom for instilling on you this love of writing. And I believe that parents are a very huge part on its growth and the kids' influence. And obviously, it rubbed off really well. Here you are, an accomplished international author. So tell us a little bit, Willie, about the book that you wrote. Can you tell us what inspired you? What happened? What, and to give not the whole book, by the way, let's give our audience a little teaser. What is the book about? But what inspired you to write this book?
Well, after I retired from my own business, which was something in a completely different area, which was actually water treatment, I started doing some substitute teaching, and I got an opportunity to be in the classroom, various classrooms throughout the area where I live, and I got a chance to see firsthand what's going on in the classroom with behavior issues with our young people. And I could see that the teachers were spending at least 50% of their time trying to get the classroom under control so that they could teach. And because of those kinds of behavior issues, I felt that somebody needed to say something to that generation of children that, hey, you're supposed to have self-respect and respect for others. You may not get it at home, but you need to be aware that your behavior makes a difference in your success. And so I think that was a major emphasis for me putting this book together.
Good for you for acting on this inspiration and for being inspired from teachers or from school to be able to help the children with attention. It is very challenging nowadays, especially I feel for the teachers so much because they're fighting with social media. They're fighting with kids' phone. I know that some of the schools and some of the classes are completely prohibited to bring in a mobile apparatus in the classroom. And I think that should be stronger, should be reinforced, but there is definitely a big room for what you're doing for this book. So let's share with our audience, William, what is the name of the book? It's very, very important because we really want to make sure that people that are listening to us right now are able to get it. And obviously, where can people find it? By the way, everyone, if you would like to call us in right now and to speak to William, the author of this book, this amazing book that he is promoting here at the Liz T Show, you can always call us at 215-383-5705. 215-383-5705 is the number. And you can interact with us, say hi, or perhaps ask more questions about the book. Or if you know him, you could definitely said hello. So that is, or you can always comment on our social media, Facebook/ Liz T Radio, Instagram, The Liz T Show, and Twitter as well. So yeah, so can you share with the audience, William, what is the name of the book? And then where can people get it?
The title of the book is Good Citizenship for Today, A Mindset on Civil Virtue. You can get the book at Amazon or any of the major bookstores online. Or I have a website, wethrasherjr.com, where you can purchase the book as well.
Beautiful. And I will have all those links, by the way, everyone, on my social media. So there will be a link of this radio show right now, because if you just tune in, you probably wonder, who does Lizzie has on the show? So we'll have this link for you to be able to listen to the show and all the links of his website as well for you to be able to purchase this book. Now, William, what would you say is the most challenging part of writing this book? I mean, a lot of people that come to the show, they always said, oh, just kind of the writing was pretty easy. It was just kind of getting published, or the challenge was to get this book in schools, or the response from the audience. What would you say that is the most challenging part of making this book?
Well, for me, the most challenging part has been getting a publisher that would not have a problem with the religious overtones. And even though it's meant for the general population, there are some religious overtones to it, which I make no apologies for, because I do quote some scriptures. But the underlying reality is that the subject matter that I deal with uses universal truths, and these universal truths doesn't matter what your religious persuasion is. Even if you may not even have a religious persuasion, the idea here is attention needs to be brought to how they behave, how they see themselves, how they see others. And that's what this book addresses.
Oh, you're speaking my language, William, because I am a believer myself. I am a born-again Christian, and I am with you 150%. No apology required, and I'm glad that God is using you to write this book, and it's a blessing that you're able to put scriptures on this book. And obviously, we will, and people will get a little bit of objections. The best place to have a book like this is definitely in a Christian school, private school. There's no objection.
Yes.
But even though you are able to put in public sector, hey, we are, thank goodness, we are in North America. We still have freedom of speech. I'm not sure for how long, but we will definitely take advantage. Thanks to, you know, the countries that we both live, Canada and the U.S., and I'm able to say what I feel, even if it doesn't agree with me, some people, and you are able to write, again, even if it doesn't agree. But I'm glad that you're able to quote and write some scriptures. That is a blessing. So what would you say then the most rewarding part of writing your book? What is the most amazing part of writing the book? Have you gotten personal responses from the audience, from friends, from family members, from church members, or people that have read the book and they saw the light? What would you say that is the best part of writing this book?
Well, I have gotten some very positive responses from both friends and strangers who have read the book. It's a very easy book to read, and that's what they've said. And it's a very timely book, and they've also echoed that. They recognize that we're living in a different era now where the need for self-respect has been lost on a lot of people. The need for respect for others has been lost. Even if you look at some of our professional athletes who, because of the kind of money they earn, they feel as though they're above the law. Nobody is above the law. This is not a era where the golden rule has died and the rule of gold is taken over. No, we still need to respect others in the same way that we want to be respected. And that's I get those kind of feedbacks from people to say, yes, we need more of this. We want more of this. I had one reader said, I have a 26-year-old daughter, and I want her to have this book because she even needs to be more mindful of it. When you get that kind of feedback from people, you know that you're headed in the right direction.
Absolutely. You know that you're doing the right thing, and you know God is being glorified, and you know that this is the best thing that God has allowed you, use you as an instrument to reach others. Phenomenal. Love it. Love it. This is incredible. So check it out, everyone. I will have the links of this book on my social media, Facebook, Instagram. I'll have it everywhere. And you must get the copy. Amazon is the place to go to, or even on William's website, which I'll have it again. So check it out, everyone. And William, I'd love to ask this question. I mean, it looks like you're doing so much. You're retired, but you're not wasting your time. I love people that are keep busy even though they have retired, and they kind of switch to a completely different realm in their life, which is, you know, very, very fruitful and very rewarding. Obviously, as you can see, he's very excited about what he's doing right now, and I'm honestly very excited with him. So what are the plans for the future? What are you working next? And the theme of the show, as you heard it earlier, as for the intro, tell me who you are, what you do, contact info, which you've shared your social media, anything new, perhaps webinars, seminars, or book workshops, or maybe a sequel, another book. I'd love to find out what your answer is. But before I do that, I need to cut for a couple of words of my sponsor, and I'll be right back, William. And I'll be right back.
Lizzie T. Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit NatureNova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T. Blog
Hello,
Talk Radio
hello
Show.
Everyone. I am back. Thank you so much again, Nature Nova and Natasha, for sponsoring the show. Without your contribution, without your support, this show could not be possible. I'm speaking, everyone, with William E. Thrasher, an amazing writer, a blessing. I'm so happy to be able, every time I interview somebody that is on the same feelings, the same passion as I am, I get even more excited because I know that God is definitely working through people like him. There is a message that needs to be put out to our youth, to our children, to our next generation. And like he said, they're changing. Things are changing so rapidly, and it's the signs of the last days, and it is what it is. The Bible doesn't contradict itself, so it's not that I'm making this thing up. It is what it is, but while we're here, we can make a difference in our youth. We can make a difference in our schools. We can make a difference with our children. And it's up to us, really, because they're not looking for things like that. We have to show them And this book, the Good Citizen, is definitely an instrument. So check it out, everyone. Please, please get your copy and check it out on Amazon. It is a must in your library or a gift. You know someone, you are listening from the other side of the world. We have friends in Australia. We have friends in England. We have friends here in Canada. Check it out and get a copy for somebody that might be definitely benefit from this. So I ask you a question before we cut for a word of our sponsor, William. So what are the plans for the future? What are you planning on? What's next?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Life would have it, I do have a second book that is out. As a matter of fact, I wrote it first. And the title of that book is To Make the Moment Last, The Story of the Incredible Jade. Now, that is a memoir. And that memoir is about a period in my teenage life, my junior and senior year in high school, when I played in a rhythm and blues band, and we traveled all over the South and Southeast and Southwest, and it talks about our escapades, if you will, the life lessons that we learned, the highs and the lows of entertainment from a youth perspective, and it even talks about innocence and innocence lost. The period relates back to the 1967-68 years, and the music that was topping the charts back then was a lot of Motown music, a lot of Stax music, a lot of James Brown, Aretha Franklin, you name it. It was all out there, and we had the pleasure as well as the fortune of being able to entertain people with that music at that time. And it was a great time to be a youth, because the music industry was really giving birth and giving rise to a whole generation of black artists that had previously not had the opportunities that were being afforded to them at this particular time.
Look at you. You retired. You had a life way back then as a musician and performer. Here you are writing a book, and obviously you're not going to let that one go, because you're going to be writing this book about, it's kind of like a little biography with a twist. I can so feel it. I can so feel it. And I can't wait to hear about this book. Love to have back with the second book. And you're the type of person, William, that I can tell you're not going to stop there. You're probably going to get going until your number is up, until the Lord says, you know, this is it. This is what I have for you. So I am so looking forward, and good for you for continuing writing. I mean, you have the gift. Why not? Let's do it. And that is awesome. William, I can't believe, you know, half an hour is just going by like, oh, so fast. And I you're the type of person definitely that I can speak with you for hours. I feel like,
well,
I've known
you
already. Oh, for sure. You know, I think the brotherhood is probably there. That's why. But one of the questions, and the last question that I need to ask you, is if somebody's listening to us from the other side of the world, let's say Africa, we do have quite a bit of good following in our brothers and sisters in Africa, and we have all over the world, and they want to be like you. They want to have that that title of being a published author. What would be the greatest advice, or the best advice, or maybe just one little thing that you can tell us today? What can they do? How can you inspire somebody to, maybe they're not even authors, maybe they're musicians. What could you say to them to keep them going? Perhaps they're ready to give up, or they have no more, you know, mojo is kind of leaving them. So what would you say to them?
I would tell them that the graveyard is filled with unpublished authors, unpublished writers and singers and entertainers and architects, doctors, scientists, people who let their dreams pass by when they could have just gone forward with it. And I would encourage them to don't sit on your ideas. Don't sit on your dreams. Take the first step. And if you take the first step, everywhere you go, everyone you come in contact with, and everything you do will bring you closer to that dream, to that reality of your heart's desire. That's how I function. That's why I have these two books out, and I do have another one that will be coming out hopefully by the end of the year. And everywhere I go, I tell people, don't keep it inside. You're robbing the rest of the world from jewels and great ideas that can bless other people. So just go for it. Write it down. It may seem simple, but the simplest thing can be just the answer to save someone's life.
Absolutely. Love it. Love it. You deserve an applause, Michael. That's awesome. So everyone, there's two golden nuggets that I got from what he said. Don't let your dreams die. And take the first step. Just take the first step. I love it. I'm going to keep it with me, William. I'm going to use it myself. And if you don't mind, I will quote you on that, because this is awesome for other people that sometimes, you know, they come to me and they say, oh, I'm so ready to give up. But don't give up. Don't give up. Don't let your dreams die. And just take the first step. Love it. William, it's been such a blessing talking to you today. You are such a sweetheart, and love it being here with you. And all the best. We will promote your book as much as possible. It will be in all our social media for months to come. And every time that I tweet or I say something on the internet, I will mention your book for sure. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me, and check back with me once you've had a chance to read my first book, and maybe we can talk again about it.
Absolutely. I think it sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan. Awesome. Thank you so much, and have a good evening.
Thank you.
And that was, everyone, author, international author, William E. Thresher. Check it out, everyone. Good citizen. And you know what? Remember, this show has music because we are a radio show after all, right? So I think the most fitted song, which has been submitted to us by you, by the way, guys, if you are interested in submitting your MP3, we love to play your song. We support you 150%. So whether it's gospel, my favorite, or jazz or rap, just one little thing, make sure that it is PR rated. This is a family show, and we do get some MP3s that unfortunately were not fitted to be played here. I know some radio stations are okay with that, but not me. So I will play Kaya Miranda. She was interviewed 2 years ago here, and she sent me her MP3, and she's a beautiful gospel singer, and her name is Kaya Miranda, and the song is called Higher.
Making her way to work. I see a young girl looking at a purse, dreaming about self-worth. But everything will fade, so let's call a spade a spade. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up. Full of poverty, and the businessman has been by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. Shaking hands with the homeless at a corner by the bay. Never thought I'd hear a story instead of begging me for change. He knows he doesn't need any material thing. This is temporary. want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up. Oh, yeah. In the city streets full of poverty and the businessmen passing by, I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher. You gotta lose yourself. No matter what comes your way, we gotta lift him higher. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up. Oh, yeah. In the city streets full of poverty and the businessmen passing by, I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher.
And that was I Lift Up My Eyes by a choir, a beautiful choir in the States. Thank you so much for submitting your MP3. And we have time for one more song because our show went a little longer than expected. It's been like that lately. I'm not sure why, but you know what? I'm going with it. Next up, it is another song from one of our biggest followers. I think one of our very first followers, Sorrentis. And Sorrentis was interviewed about 4 years ago, and he always sends me his MP3, especially the singles. This one is called The Burn, and kind of an 80s style, and love the rhythm. It's like we're going back in time, but it's very interesting. Sorrentis, The Burn.
Canadian Show.
North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know.